Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get the show going today. As usual, Mahoney, what would you like first?
Let's go with the bad news, Dave.
All right, the bad news. A man is suing after he says that his pinky finger was caught in an airline armrest mechanism for nearly an hour during a flight to Los Angeles. Stephen Keyes has filed a lawsuit in the L.A. Superior Court against both American Airlines and SkyWest, alleging negligence. A rep for SkyWest said, "We worked with our partner, American, to reach out to Mr. Keyes regarding his bruised finger and looked for..." Nice little dig there. "And look forward to swiftly resolving this matter. Due to the ongoing litigation, we cannot comment further. The complaint says the injury to the finger left him unable to perform routine activities such as driving and playing with his children."
He should have said opening doors, cleaning the wax out of his ears.
It says that Keyes experienced weeks of intense pain and severe emotional distress.
Don't get me wrong. If your finger gets smashed by one of the armrests, I think it's pretty damn close to, remember those paper cutters in elementary school?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Because that's like same motion.
Sure, yeah.
Same motion. Oh, I don't like those.
No, those things are scary.
Yeah.
Those should not have been in elementary school.
Yeah, why would they let five-year-olds play? They're like, go over there and cut a bunch of construction paper. You're just like hacking away at it. Like,
hang.
If you forget that your finger's in there, you just lop off your hand.
I hated those.
Anyway, I don't think it was probably that severe, though, Mahoney, because the airline in their dig said his bruised finger. Meanwhile, he is saying that he can't do things like drive and play with his children. I would think that if it was severely mangled and or there was a broken bone or even broken skin, he probably would have mentioned that.
You ever tried to switch it up, Dave? If you're driving, if you're left-handed, your strong side driving hand, you know?
Well, I'm right-handed, but that's my driving hand.
You're left-handed. You got to switch it up. Dangerous. Takes the joy out of driving.
It does.
Yeah.
I've never even thought
There's
about
no
that.
More Volkswagen, whatever.
In fact, if you're behind the wheel right now, I would encourage you to safely try to switch it up.
Don't. No, Dave.
Do it.
Don't, Dave.
Do it, you joyless sons of bitches.
As broadcasters, to keep people safe. You will put everybody's lives in danger.
How dare you tell people how they're going to feel about switching it up?
I'm telling you, man.
I never thought about switching it up.
You know, it's 2018. Maybe I identify as a right-hand driver now. You ever think about that?
If maybe move over to the UK where they drive on the wrong side.
That does seem weird. Like, why would
you do that? Do they drive on the left in the UK?
Yeah, the UK is backwards. Yeah. Why? What are you doing over there, UK? Yeah, like, why?
I don't know.
I don't like
why,
that.
Why, United Kingdom? Why?
It's garbage.
You think you're getting into the passenger seat, but it's actually the driver's seat.
Now I got to use my left hand to shift?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be strange.
No, not that I could drive
all the
stick.
All the shifting that you do. Yeah.
Well, I feel like the airline not taking this very seriously. This is going to bruise their checkbook.
Well, we shall see.
That's right.
Please keep us updated on this as we get into the new calendar year.
Yeah, Ian.
It's very important stuff.
Remind us in 6 months. We'll keep you updated.
And some good news today.
That was the bad news?
That was the bad news.
Oh, yeah, okay. Good.
How would that be good news?
I don't know.
This poor guy and his pinky.
He's about to get
can't
paid,
drive.
Man.
The holidays are ruined. Can't play with his kids. Some good news, though, today. An anonymous donation to the Dade City Police Department is one about empowering police officers to deliver holiday cheer to their community through an initiative dubbed Operation Blue Christmas. So what happens is every year, the community kind of rallies together and they donate X number of dollars to the police department. Sometimes it's a large anonymous donation. Sometimes it's a bunch of smaller donations. But they hook the police up with the ability to hook other people up. And so what will happen is the police officers will pull over people for doing the right thing. Like you came to a complete stop or you're going exactly the speed limit.
But it sort of messes with your stress levels.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting pulled over and you know nobody likes getting pulled over.
No.
But when the cops walk up to your car, they go, "Hey, it's Operation Blue Christmas. We just wanted to give you, bammo, a gift card to Walmart instead of a ticket."
That's pretty awesome.
Pretty great.
The name of the operation, though, Blue Christmas, made famous by Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
It's a sad Christmas song. Like, yeah. Blue Christmas is about Christmas being sad.
I know,
but I get it.
I get it.
They were blue.
Boys in blue, but, you know, hey, guys. Think about these things before you put them out there.
Well, they did receive an anonymous donation this year, $7,500.
A lot of money.
Department used $5,000 of that on gift cards, and then the other $2,500 to pay off layaway items that were at the Dade City Walmart.
Oh, yeah. So that's not a hoax?
No, this one's not a hoax because it's not anonymous, and it was only $2,500, okay. Not a $70,000 anonymous from some random
what
city
about,
in
like,
Maine.
Mark Cuban, Walmart? Who spent like $1 billion or whatever it was.
Mark Cuban spent $1 billion on layaway items?
Somebody did.
Okay. What about Kid Rock? A billion?
Kid Rock, yeah.
Kid Rock just did
okay.
It too.
Yeah,
he's Perry. Kid Glenn Rock's Beck. On an apology tour right now.
Is he really?
Yeah, he did some stuff.
Oh, no.
He did?
Yeah, they pulled him out of the Christmas parade in Nashville.
Jesus Christ,
oh,
Kid Rock.
No.
it's Kid Rock.
One particular driver that got pulled over was going to get hooked up with the gift card and Operation Blue.
Nobody likes getting pulled over, though, like
right,
you said.
Yeah.
So.
It's
stressful.
Including this guy. Yeah,
totally. What'd he do?
Well, he took off.
You mean like he ran?
And he like sped away because he didn't know that he's getting pulled over for a good reason. He did end up stopping, though, at which point he fled on foot. He abandoned the vehicle and fled on foot.
Okay.
And officers still have no idea what the bloody hell just happened and are still trying to locate the guy.
Did they tase him?
Do you chase the guy? I mean, what do you do? You're just sort of like, maybe he just didn't want a gift card. Maybe he just wanted somebody else to have that gift card.
After you tase him and handcuff him, do you slide the gift card?
Merry Christmas.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, so my new car has cup holders. It's got a nice little holder for my phone. It's got a holder that holds like my water bottle in the door. It's got a holder for everything except for sauce for my nuggets. It's 2018. Why don't I have a nugget sauce holder built into my car? Mahoney, you got to be with me on this, right?
Message deleted.
Nah, I don't.
It doesn't keep that long. I don't know about you guys, but if I get nuggets or fries while I'm driving, I'm blasting through those bitches.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. I don't.
On your way home, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They never make it. They never even see the front door.
Even cup holders, though, will get some spillage. And I do not. The one thing you do not want in your car is nugget sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
You
got to be careful with that.
That's so sticky, that'll leave like a permanent like...
And road trips, anything with any sort of sauce is a pretty bad idea.
Well, it's dicey.
When you get a new car, do you say to yourself, I'm not going to eat in this car. There will be no food in this car.
No, never.
Really?
Nope.
I always pretend that for like the first week. I'm like, I'm keeping this car so clean.
That's such a dad thing to do. Like, no food, no drinks in here, nothing.
Yeah, but when you have like your nuggets like on the passenger seat and you get the whiff of the food.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, temptation, man.
I like that most new SUVs and cars, not so much in cars, but the new SUVs, they have like the new Subaru has 16 cup holders.
Oh, man.
Like,
really?
16.
Totally unnecessary, but it's
totally
not at the same
time. Totally necessary.
Have you seen that there's like some SUVs that have like a little mini fridge that you can upgrade to as well?
Yeah.
Like
no.
In the center console. They have like, and you're like, I don't know if I really need that.
That new Lincoln Navigator has it.
The SUV that I have, like that was one of the potential upgrades. And I was like, I don't
it's
need
like $2,000.
Because I'm not going to pay $2,000 for a little mini
fridge.
Yeah.
And almost weekly, I'm like, damn, I should have paid for that, man. That'd be so badass to have a fridge.
I mean, I paid
for
it over 60 or 72 months.
Yeah, right. I'll just finance it. It's fine. Low APR.
0%
cool.
Or 0.9.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You guys call me a unique voice. I just wanted to know, what is a unique voice for radio? Diamond covered in butt.
Message deleted.
What?
That was the guy.
I mean, I remember that he was the guy
from
the other day that played the game with us that we said had a unique voice, but what was the whole diamond covered in butt?
We wanted him to say diamond covered in butt.
We did?
Yeah, at some point. There was a story about a woman dropping her diamond ring down the toilet.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
And,
I remember.
You know,
that must have been your request.
Yeah, it was diamond covered in butt, and we wanted that guy. Can we hear it one more time?
I just wanted to know, what is a unique voice for radio? Diamond covered in butt.
I feel like being a pool boy, he might be his passion.
A pool boy? He's 39. Well,
whatever.
Pool man.
He's a pool man.
No, you always say you're a pool boy, man.
He's a pool man.
Don't.
I don't know.
Assume
doesn't that
you
sound
know
sexier?
How he identifies.
I'm a pool man.
Pool man.
Cool man.
Diamond covered in butt.
All right.
He really should be doing some sort of voiceover work.
Yeah.
Here's the thing with voiceover work, though. I mean, everyone's like, oh, my God, I should do voiceover work because I have a voice and I know how to talk. It's so hard to get into voiceover. It is super competitive. It's all about who you know, being in the right place at the right time. I'm not talking about me and just because I failed at being a voiceover.
And so did I. I failed, too.
You see?
I signed up, but I didn't get any work.
Oh.
Anyone here making a whole bunch of money doing voiceover? Anyone at all? No?
And the person we know who makes the most money doing voiceover?
He has just the most generic voice of all of them.
Most boring-ass voice ever.
And he has bought, like, a couple of mansions.
Yeah.
If you can get into the business, it's a great business. It's just almost impossible to get into.
I feel like this guy has a unique enough voice. Like, you don't hear voices like that very often.
No, it's true, but what on earth... Like, what brand would go, I need to get that guy to do my voiceover work? Be like, Focus Plumbing.
Diamond covered in butt.
No, it's the combination. Like, you've seen those KFC Taco Bells out there?
Yeah.
It's a Jared Galleria Jewelers and a
Roto-Rooter.
Yeah. Please leave a message after the tone.
I had a nightmare. You guys stopped doing Beer for Breakfast to do something else, like a basketball tournament or a tic-tac-toe tournament. Please don't do that to me.
Message deleted.
Okay, that is almost impossible because us breaking away from drinking beer to do something even remotely athletic like a tic-tac-toe tournament.
It's too much.
Yeah, it's too much work.
Too much. We got beer today. We'll be drinking the Craft House Black Star IPA. That's what we'll be featuring today at 9:30.
Sidebar, we found out a couple of days ago that Ian, for whatever reason, wears basketball shorts underneath his jeans.
Oh, I did not think you guys were going to get that message.
No, yeah, we got not only the message, he sent us a picture.
I had a feeling he was taking a picture.
Were you out of boxers that day?
No, I always wear basketball shorts.
Because are you cold?
No, you just never know when a pickup basketball game is just going to happen out of nowhere. So I always am prepared.
Like, did you get pantsed in middle school and you are scarred from that?
No.
Did you have a long-running relationship with your gym teacher that you just can't let go? Like, no, there's got to be a reason other than...
Miss Cox, I do miss you very much.
Miss Cox?
Yeah, Miss Cox, if you're listening to this, please.
Sure wasn't Mr. Cox.
Hey, hey, hey.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Wow.
Was your high school gym teacher really named Miss Cox?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We had a good time.
What an unfortunate name if you're a high school gym teacher. You're streamers.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
So obviously the plan with the whole Raiders stadium is not just to have 8 football games there every year, right? They want all sorts of other stuff, and the plan developed by the Southern Nevada Sporting Event Committee is aimed... Okay, whatever.
Preseason.
Yeah. Oh.
It matters.
Does it?
No. You're discounting the playoffs already?
Yes. I'm discounting the playoffs and home field advantage.
Hey, they won last week, man.
They sure did. They beat the Steelers, yeah.
Man, Pittsburgh, what are you doing? Sorry.
The whole idea is to try to bring special events to the stadium, which I think is what we all want, though, right? I mean, like, to have big events at a stadium in Las Vegas is something that we haven't had ever before.
We had the guy on from the Las Vegas Bowl last week who was talking about we're going to probably, the bowl game's definitely going to get
big bowl games,
possibly some NCAA finals going on, it's
basketball Final Four could absolutely be there. Super Bowl is obviously coming to Las Vegas.
Solid stuff.
The draft is going to be here.
Just announced I'll be here in 2020.
Yep.
We'll definitely get a WrestleMania as well.
Yeah, I mean, like Monster Jams and stuff like that.
Well, you can move it from Sam Boyd to up here, and that is going to be a game changer.
Absolutely it is. So the approval of the report came as the same day that the NFL announced that they're going to host the 2020 draft here in Las Vegas. So the Raiders that September are going to start play, so it's not this coming year in 2019, but the following year in 2020 that the Raiders will be here in Las Vegas. But telling you, man, every time I drive by that thing, it just keeps flying up, and it's just like it looking pretty cool.
Nobody builds like Las Vegas.
Looks awesome.
You know, look how fast the T-Mobile Arena went up, and look at how look how amazing that arena is in and of itself. I mean, there's really not a bad seat.
T-Mobile's awesome. Yeah,
facilities all around it are phenomenal. So I have no doubt that we
are going
to have
$13 drinks. Those are great.
Oh yeah.
That's your favorite part, right?
That's a single. The double's 18.
Ouch.
So I got to smuggle in a flask.
Yeah.
But I have no doubt that even though I am critical of where the money is coming from, I and what the parking situation is going to be like, I think the arena is going to be one of the best in the world, without a doubt, you know, because we do it right here. That's one of the things that Las Vegas is traditionally known for. We don't mess around when it comes to building big-ass buildings, unless it's the Harmon Tower.
Or the Fountain Blue.
Well, they didn't mess around. They just couldn't.
The glass doesn't match on the outside.
Well, but that's because we had to stop building.
Yeah,
out of money.
That's not the crown jewel of the big building.
I really wish that went up.
Wheel pillars.
Oh, yeah, that thing down there across from Mandalay Bay.
The what?
They were going to build another observation wheel, which
is really
dumb.
We don't need a second observation
wheel.
Do we even need one?
I mean, it's fine.
No, it's fine. If you have people coming in.
It's fine.
When was the last time you went down?
I've been on it once. Well, my sister was in town.
Yeah.
She enjoy it? Or was she just like, okay?
Yeah, she doesn't drink that much, so we got to find non-drinking things to do. So I'm like, hey, let's go on the wheel.
You go nighttime or daytime?
Daytime. Okay. It's pretty stupid.
Even worse. What are you doing?
It's cheaper in the day, right?
You're a horrible guide.
You know what? You get tired of being a guide.
Yeah.
You know, but
you got family. You
got
to do it.
Family is different.
You gotta.
It's family. Yeah. It's different. You actually, my parents are coming to town next week.
You got to do it.
And
taking them down there to the wheel?
I would, yes. In fact, if you have a discount code, hook it up. It's fine. No, but do we need two of them? No.
No, we don't. One is enough.
Virgin Galactic launches a couple of spaceships, and they're saying that these are available for consumers to purchase seats on.
And it was space. I think it's a little bit liberal use of the word space.
Well,
it went really high.
It went really high.
But it wasn't orbiting the Earth.
That's what I consider space.
You got to go into orbit for it to really be space.
Well, the flight landed safely back on Earth just over an hour after it took off. Virgin Galactic said it reached a height of 51.4 miles and traveled at 2.9 times the speed of sound. That's pretty impressive. I mean, if you're talking, the difference between 30,000 feet on a large commercial airliner and 51.4 miles, that's really something. More than 600 people have put down or paid for their seat already, including actors like Leonardo DiCaprio and Justin Bieber. A 90-minute flight costs $250,000.
You knew.
I'm a pass.
You knew. Did they remember when they were trying to send Lance Bass into space?
That was a good idea. He failed.
Like, if we just started a GoFundMe just to, shoot Lance Bass into space, I'd throw in on that.
Did they try it?
Only because he wants to go. I have no problem with Lance Bass. I'm just saying, if we're going to risk a celebrity.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
I'm just saying I really like Leonardo DiCaprio's movies. That's all. I don't want to lose Leo.
By default.
Lance, at
least like the NSYNC member.
You're like the second observation.
Hold out for the tour, man.
The sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty laundry.
So Dirty Laundry has introduced us to a lot of very fascinating individuals over the course of this past year. And Ian, we have somebody else to round us out here in 2018 that brings a bit of a different taste to the palate.
That's very true, Dave, because Dirty Laundry, as we found, gets pretty dirty.
Mm-hmm.
I've interviewed criminals. I've interviewed drug addicts. I've interviewed just overall bad people sometimes that have divulged some secrets that aren't really that great. And it's a nice break away from that because I met a gentleman who I actually share something in common with.
Oh, that's nice.
I know. It's pretty gross. We were sitting at the bar and we were just having a regular conversation. It was me and the bartender, and this guy just kind of butted in and divulged a secret to me. And it turns out we kind of share the same secret.
This was at the bar laundromat that you normally go to?
This is at the same bar laundromat. He was there doing laundry. He was waiting for his clothes to dry. So he was sitting at the bar. He was playing the machine.
Wait. So he just came up and divulged. Are you getting to the point where you're like a living legend at this bar laundromat where people just come up and scream out secrets?
Like they recognize you?
I wouldn't necessarily say living legend, but yeah, I do get recognized over there. I would consider myself a regular, unfortunately, at this
And they like you there?
Juncture. Yeah. They're great, actually. And I pay for everything. It's not like... I'm helping the
They've
business.
They've never once hooked you up with a free beer or anything?
Well, if I'm gambling, maybe. Yeah, but, that's just how this town
is. Yeah, free $800 beer?
Yep, you know that. So,
I've been there before.
So this gentleman, he was in his late, he looks like he was in his late 40s.
Okay.
He had a pretty scruffy beard.
Right.
Definitely working class. His clothes had some grease on it.
Right, sure.
So I think he was working a little bit earlier in the day. Overall, very, very nice guy. Probably one of the nicer people I've met at the bar laundromat. And his secret is gross. And we all know that I'm a little bit of a weirdo. I do have some habits that are a little different. Like, for example, earlier today we were talking about how I wear gym shorts underneath my pants.
That's not nearly as gross as your other habit of eating your boogers.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Which brings us right back to this installment of Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry.
Okay, so I'm outside the bar laundromat for another edition of Dirty Laundry. And for those of you that don't know, I've admitted this on air, but I do occasionally eat my boogers. I don't know why I do it. I just do it. I know some people find it gross, but I'm here with a friend. How are you, boss?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, man. So what brings you to the bar laundromat? Obviously, we were sitting at the bar, so you're drinking. Are you doing laundry? I didn't see.
I am doing laundry.
How is the laundry going?
Sucks.
I told you at the bar that I do eat my boogers, and you admitted something else almost equally as gross. What is it that you do?
I like the texture of my nose hair. You know, sometimes you get them long ones when you're picking your nose, and you pull it out, and you just are like, you chew on it for a little bit.
Oh. Are boogers anywhere involved in that?
I mean, sometimes they are attached to the nose hair, so I guess, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes I like to chew on my, my goatee hair, too, you know.
Oh,
when it
God.
Gets longer and it curls up in the corner of my mouth, I'll chew on that. I think it's just the facial nose hair.
You have a little bit of a beard right now, so do you shave regularly?
I hate shaving.
Right.
I do shave occasionally.
I can imagine you do it above a sink. I don't know you, but do you go in and do you chew on that?
No, I do not. That would be weird.
You go in, you pick your own nose, and then you chew on your nose hair.
You know, typically not at a stoplight, but I do, you know, when I'm driving, you feel that bug coming up, you pull it out, a huge nose hair is attached to it, and it's tempting sometimes.
Do you have a lady by chance?
I do.
Does she know about this?
She does not. I do it in my truck when I'm by myself.
How long have you been together with this person?
I want to say about 4 years.
I'll be honest with you. I've been with my girlfriend for 5 years. She has no idea I ate my boogers. Because I think about this all the time because I pick my nose in secret. Like sometimes when she's taking a shower or if I'm home alone. But do you think there will ever get to a point where you're okay with eating your own nose hair in front of your significant other?
Man, that's just kind of my thing. I kind of enjoy my time with my nose hair. I don't know that I want to share that with anybody.
I kind of feel that way too. It's like getting intimate with yourself.
Yeah, absolutely agree with that.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative, X107.5.
Getting intimate with yourself is a whole lot less gross than what you were just talking about.
Oh, no, that is equally as gross.
No, it's not.
It's more acceptable.
No, it's not. It's actually...
Viva la nose.
The outcome of that is much...
Yeah. There's a purpose.
There's a
beginning, a middle, and an end. You're just over there constantly munching on boogers.
You don't know the satisfaction I get from a big old boog. You don't know that satisfaction.
Disgusting.
You don't know it.
Oh, Sylvia, I felt so bad for you. Like, you're almost...
I'm vomiting, I'm vomiting.
Look over, eyes are watering.
Do you know if
I might eat that too.
Are they keto? Do they call it?
Oh, come on. Now that's gross.
Wait, the keto diet's gross, but eating boogers?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Even the redneck car thieves up in Canada are nice. A woman called 911 Sunday evening to report that her SUV was stolen from a parking lot in Nova Scotia. Well, not only did she get her vehicle back, it was returned with a full tank of gas.
Oh, that's convenient.
That's
the
nice.
Woman told police that around 6:30, she parked her white Hyundai Santa Fe beside an identical vehicle and then entered a business. When she came back out, it was gone. Turns out the driver of the SUV had gotten in and managed to drive away. He even filled up the gas tank and then realized his mistake. The stolen SUV was returned to the woman, who reimbursed the man for filling her gas tank. Like, this is just, it's too much niceness.
That's too
like,
sweet.
Just stop it, you guys.
So, did she just leave her keys in the car? I don't understand. So, there's a couple things I don't understand. People who leave their keys in their car, and they leave their front doors open.
But
I understand leaving your, if you live in a really bad neighborhood,
yep.
leaving your car doors unlocked and nothing in there so they don't have to break the windows.
No, but so in very cold climates, leaving your car running is a common thing. So that way you don't come back out to a freezing cold car. You're just running into a store real quick.
I would never do that.
You've never lived in Nova Scotia cold.
You don't know how cold Nova Scotia is?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yo, you live there?
Yeah, I'd sure.
What province of Canada is it in?
Scotia.
I was going to go with Nova, but that's also acceptable.
So a DUI suspect was found asleep at the wheel. Cops pulled up at 6 a.m. on Sunday and found a 20-year-old by the name of Luis Carrillo asleep in the back asleep behind the steering wheel. And then they walked into the car and they said, "Sir, I'm going to need you to get out of the car." At which point, he promptly took off in his Dodge Charger, ran into the center median on I-10.
Smooth.
Yep.
Real smooth.
But did manage to get away from the police officers, believe it or not.
Oh.
He had a Dodge Charger, high-performance vehicle, sure. So he managed to speed away. Okay. And officers backed off because there's other traffic in the area. And again, this is early on a Sunday morning.
People
so they're
commuting,
like,
going to church.
Going to church and stuff. And they're like, just let the guy go. We'll catch up with him later. And sure enough, they did. They got some calls about a guy that was weaving in and out of traffic. And so they went and they tracked down the vehicle and they found him again asleep in the car.
I'm
so he was
so
asleep.
Tired.
They woke him up. He took off. High speed chase. Find him again. He's sleeping, this time in the backseat.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, being responsible this time.
Well, you can't, Dave, they don't know if he was the one driving because he was in the back seat, you see. You remember when I ran into that guy? Or not ran into, but came across the guy who was sleeping at a stoplight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just.
I feel like, I wonder if I should have just called the cops immediately rather than, like, trying to wake him up.
Yeah, maybe.
But I was like, is this guy dead?
You dead? Hey.
You dead? But then I followed him to his house.
You did?
And I called the cops and directed him to his house.
This guy blew a .15.
I mean, that's drunk, but that's not like...
That's like almost double the legal limit. And you got to think, this is at 6 a.m. on Sunday.
Yeah, you're probably...
I wonder if he has that thing.
You've been sleeping for an
hour. Yeah.
That, or he has that condition where you just like fall asleep anywhere.
Narcolepsy? No.
Narcolepsy.
No. This guy does not have narcolepsy.
So the end of the year is obviously coming up, and an elementary school teacher in New Jersey really wanted to make a last-minute push for Teacher of the Year.
Okay.
Oh,
and
awesome.
So the way that she did that was, or he rather, was allegedly snorting morphine pills in front of students and another teacher.
Oh, that's not awesome.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, morphine, boy. Snorting it.
Had
huh?
three morphine tablets in a bag in his desk and used a homemade hollow-cut white Bic pen to snort the crushed opioid.
Was he, like, giving a lesson?
He had, like, a custom pen that he had hollowed out to...
He just took the...
I know.
That's, out of the pen. That's a lot of writing. That description on that is like...
It's really overdone. Like, you just pop the pen out,
yeah,
right?
So yeah. It's not like he... he was in his workshop for hours working on this pen...
No,
straw.
You just take the ink part out and then ta-da.
You bite off the bottom.
Yeah. The complaint said that there was a teacher and student present when he did the drugs while sitting at his desk. Yeah. There's about 300 students that go to this school, pre-K through 6th grade. And yeah, no, he is going to be unemployed soon as a result.
I feel like snorting morphine, I don't know what the effects would be, but I know that morphine's a very powerful drug in general. Like when you get it on in a drip. Like, how do you even function?
Yeah.
Like, you saw me when I was on morphine.
Yeah.
I was out of my mind.
You're
crazy.
I am not letting, so if I ever have to go under again, I am not letting friends or family come in while I am sedated, because I might say some crazy stuff.
You did say some crazy stuff.
What kind of crazy stuff did you say?
I don't know.
I recorded it. Don't you worry about it.
Son of a bitch.
Blackmail.
You recorded it?
I got dirt on you, too. It's mutual assured destruction, Dave.
What?
Assured destruction.
Okay.
It's like Cold War.
And finally, a shooting at a Skyline Mobile Home Park ended with a man getting shot in the leg, authorities say, and it was all over Hot Wheels cars.
Hot Wheels.
Ruth Ann Phelps told Bowling Green police the suspect came to their trailer and accused her of stealing Hot Wheels cars from his girlfriend. She argued... those cars were given to her by his girlfriend.
Were they collectors?
Yeah. No,
Hot Wheels are just like...
I don't think so.
I know,
so.
But they can also
even
be
if
collectors
they are,
items.
Even if they are, they're Hot Wheels cars.
They might be worth money. We don't
she
know
She said,
this.
The suspect slapped her fiancé, Eduardo, in the face after he intervened.
That son of a bitch.
And then the suspect shot poor Eduardo right in the leg.
Oh, no.
Pow!
Eduardo.
Eduardo, no.
No.
So he slapped Eduardo, her?
No. So the fiance of this girl intervened because this guy was screaming at his fiance in their trailer.
But who slapped who first?
The guy slapped Eduardo.
And then shot him?
And then shot him.
What, do you like hit him with a Hot Wheel after that? I mean, God, it's probably worse than getting shot.
Just so much insult to injury here. So the Bowling Green police say that they have arrested Jason Green after the suspected shooter, after they identified him as the suspected shooter over the Hot Wheels cars. He was charged with assault, first degree, wanton endangerment. What is
wanton,
that?
Wanton endangerment.
What is that?
Food?
I don't even know.
Wanton.
Wanton?
Wanton endangerment.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I know that's not wanton.
It looks like wanton. W-A-N-T-O-N. How do you spell wanton?
It's
is it W-O-N?
W-A-N-T-O-N.
It's first degree when under circumstances manifesting extreme indifference to the value of human life.
Oh, that's way different. I thought he messed up his food.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X-107.5. Oh,
you can slap me, you can shoot me, but don't mess with my wontons, you son of a bitch. How dare you?
Oh, my leg.
It's fine. Just don't touch my... Oh, my fiance. It's fine. Just don't touch my food. I'm a Hot Wheel car. Just take him. Just don't... Damn it.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So you wouldn't think that this week we would have a blooper reel for you because, you know, we haven't done as many live shows over the last few days as we normally would because of the holiday.
Yeah.
And yet somehow, here we are, Ian.
Yeah, I can't believe you guys.
You say we haven't done as many shows because of the holiday, Dave. I was here working my heart out alongside Ian, and you and Sylvia were out gallivanting around.
Let me just clarify that. Verbatim. Hey, Dave, want to know what happened while it was just me and Mahoney? This is coming from Ian. Yeah, I'd love to. Well, every day he showed up with Carl's Jr., and he'd sit in the studio and eat his Carl's Jr. from about 6 to 7, and then he'd go, I'm going to go take a nap. Wake me up in an hour and we'll switch. Meaning that they would do naps and shifts during the morning show. And every day, Ian just didn't have the heart to go wake Mahoney up. And so instead of Mahoney taking a 1 hour nap, he would take a 2.5 hour nap while he was here working after consuming his large helping of Carl's Jr.
And Mahoney sleeps like an old man. Like he just sleeps sitting up like this. And he's like, he's got his eyes closed. He's got his hands on his waist.
Sleeps like a corpse.
Yeah.
It's not my fault that Ian chose not to do his job. His job was to come in there and wake me up.
Oh, I see.
He chose what he was actually doing.
I'm so sorry.
So anybody doing actual to blame work. For that would be him.
Would you say that one day out of the week was a more relaxing sleep than the others? Did you have one particular?
I actually went into. I had a dream like 2 of the 3 days.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Two of the 3 days.
That's how long he was out. He dreamt.
The point is that, you know, the holidays are here, taking time off for the holidays. You'd think that with, you know, less days worked over the last calendar week, we wouldn't be able to put together a robust blooper reel like this,
but
here we are. All new blooper reel.
Log on to brianhead.com and click the lodging page for your stay and ski patch.
It's the... That's the blooper reel.
He left the store and later returned with a bag from a previous trip. A loss prevention officer caught the guy. A loss prevention officer caught the guy.
I think it's going to be a celebrity. I do. I think it'll be
Ellen
a celebrity.
Ellen DeGeneres.
No, it'll be a celebrity.
Ellen DeGeneres.
No.
White female I seen with pretty feet foot. Pretty feet foot.
Feet foot.
R.I.P. Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah. Duncan. Michael.
Clark Duncan. R.I.P. Clark Duncan.
Yeah.
Duncan. There's only one job I would leave this show for, and that would be Hoda's co-host. That would be Coda's or Hoda's co-host. Think of how bad that would taste. Somebody who's smoking Marlboro Road Reds. I don't have a good wine palate. I've spent most of my time in bourbon and beer. I don't have a good wine palate. I've spent
spent most of my time in bourbon and beer. Bourbon and beer. Marbler Bro Friends.
Free Bigfoot.
Law Prevention Officer.
Free Bigfoot.
Cododas.
Spend most of my time.
R.I.P. Clark Dunn.
Yeah.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
We'll get better.
It wasn't that bad.
Will we?
Yeah.
2019. That's going to be our year.
Will it?
It's a new us.
New year, new us?
Yeah. Probably not. Good news. I have some brand new prison mail. So the sexy music is going on next, and we're going to open this live together on air. And if you want to watch along, Instagram/David Mahoney, at David Mahoney on Instagram. It's from an inmate named Rebecca.
Okay.
That is coming up next. X107.5.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Mahoney, I am just going to go ahead and fire up the sexy Kenny G music here and put it on. I don't know if this letter is going to be sexy or not, but we have, for the first time in a long time, brand new prison mail. And if you want to watch along live on Instagram at David Mahoney, we don't open these in advance.
We do not. No. We don't know. This might be a total dud. This may be something that's magical and something that could change the world.
This very likely could be another inmate just begging for money.
We haven't had those in a while either.
We were just talking about this. If you are new to the program and you've never heard prison mail before, a little over a year ago, we started receiving some prison mail from a lovely young lady named Courtney.
Yes.
And she was a fan of the show before she went in, and she would tell us that the podcast helped her get her through her days.
Yes.
And so I put out a call to the prison inmates at the Women's Correctional Facility.
Yes, off Smiley Road.
Yeah, and I said I would write them back, and that was a lie. I'm sorry about that. I really meant to.
Good intentions.
Eventually.
It's like a written response.
Right.
Live on air.
So okay.
Yes. This is kind of like writing better. Back. It's audio writing.
Yeah. Well, so we got a number of letters, and then, you know, one of our favorites in Courtney, she got out.
She did.
And then she went back.
I don't know if she's out again.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
Anyway, we haven't heard from some of the regulars, but without further ado, let's get into this one.
And if you remember, we're still currently banned from actually going to that prison because they heard this segment. And we wanted to go to the prison
and do a
broadcast.
A live show, like Johnny Cash style, right?
It would have been amazing. We're actually going to bring a Johnny Cash cover band with us. And
would have been a big radio moment for us.
The warden didn't think it was funny.
We made a shanking joke. How can you be talking about prison without making a shanking joke? I'm sorry. It's just low-hanging fruit. That's what we do here.
So here we go. Beautiful handwriting, yes.
Why do women have so much better handwriting than men? What?
Because.
Why?
It's genetic makeup.
Your handwriting is much better than Dave and or mine.
Dear Dave, Mahoney, Sylvia, Clan, and Bossy Rossi.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no,
okay.
Excuse me. She actually said Ian. It just looks like a C. So she actually did it out for everyone. Dear Dave, okay. Mahoney, Sylvia, Ian, and Bossy Rossi. Hey, how are you?
We're good. Oh. We're good.
I have been great, she says.
Okay.
Since my last letter, I got fired from NDF, and now I'm at Casa Grande Transitional Housing.
Hmm.
I have a real job at Rockin' Rice and Puddin' and New York Pizza in the Hawaiian Marketplace, right on the Strip.
Hell yeah.
Mainly, I give out samples on the Strip, and I'm also known to work the counter from time to time.
Nice.
Ooh.
I really like my job, and my boss is hella cool. Anyway.
Did she actually spell out hella?
Hella cool.
H-E-L-L-A?
That's right.
Hella cool.
Hella cool.
That is hella cool.
Any which way, I have a parole date on 11/28/18.
Oh, we missed that. We don't check our mail that often.
Whoops.
But unfortunately, my address in Reno is denied, so I am in a state of limbo. Have any ideas or suggestions, let me know. You know what? I've been over to his house a couple of times. Mahoney has an extra room or two. Maybe you can move in with Mahoney?
It's actually under construction right now.
Under construction?
Yeah. I'm.
What are you doing?
I'm storing a lot of clothes in there.
I gotta see.
Turn it into a full walk-in closet for my Tommy Bahama shirts.
You can move in with Sylvia and her parents?
No, we're full.
Ah, all full?
Yeah.
All right. That was all the suggestions I had. Sorry, Becca.
What about you?
I got kids. You know, there's so many kids.
What about Ian?
Yeah.
Ian?
I have cats.
He has cats.
Cats. Got it.
They sure had no problem getting me into prison, but now that I'm close to getting out, no help? Question mark. I need to find some place that takes felons and is affordable. Yeah, that seems like a challenge. I wish you the best. We have done the round robin here, and Bossy Rossi.
We didn't get his opinion because he's not here.
He does have an extra room.
He does have an extra room?
He does. He's not up this early, though.
Okay. Dang.
I've also been going to college.
Nice.
Yeah, and I've been doing that Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. And since I got out of Smiley, I have lost over 40 pounds.
Holy
cow. Wow.
And then in parentheses put, just saying. What are you just saying there, Becca? Are you saying that maybe, Bossy Rossi?
That's a new year, new me, man. She had to get. Wink, she's getting wink. Ready for that summer body in the winter. That's how. That's how you really get ahead.
Oh, and I'm single.
Oh, well.
So you know that I'm looking to meet somebody. Any ideas or suggestions? Just let me know.
Oh.
Bossy Rossi also single, I think.
Yeah.
He's a man of mystery. I don't know what his love life is currently like. He's very close-lipped. He doesn't kiss and tell.
Okay, y'all, I'm going to wrap this up. And does anyone know S-W-A-K?
Sealed with a kiss.
Oh.
Slack.
Okay. Of course you know that.
Of course you know that.
Of course you know that.
And seal with a kiss and send it off. Can't wait to hear from you. Much love and XOXO.
Well, hugs and kisses.
Love always. I know what XOXO means. Thank you. Love always, Becca. P.S. Once I get out fully, I want to go to some concerts. Hint, hint.
We got you. We'll get you into a show or two.
That is just as good a prison mail as I had hoped.
So I'm glad that things are going well. We don't know how the parole hearing went just yet, but we can look that up, right, Ian? So as soon as this gets done, we'll go look that up, and hopefully it went well.
This was dated back on November 6th. We don't check our mail enough, do we?
It's been a minute.
Yeah, sorry about that. But thank you for the fantastic prison mail today.
It sounds like things are going well, and we'll let you know how that parole date went.
If things are going well, we are solely responsible for her rehabilitation. If she is back in jail, that's Bossy Rossi.
Yeah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Did you check that?
Huh?
I was talking to him. Oh, I thought we were off air.
No, man. Jesus Christ.
I was talking to him. I was like, can you go check all that parole?
It's still on.
The mic's still on. We're all still have microphones right in our face. I clearly haven't. The buttons are glowing.
I wasn't looking down. I was looking at Ian because he's got the camera.
Stop
right in my
barking
face.
Orders at Ian. We're still on the air. Jesus.
You got that?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
My wife, my 2-month-old, and my 2-year-old were on a plane. We just took off, and like the worst smelling fart I have ever smelled in my entire life just like filled the cabin. That continued, no joke, for the hour and a half flight. We were checking the baby's diaper, and there was no poop. We had to tell people around us, like, oh, it's not us. So we get off the plane, and my daughter has a dirty diaper. So I go into the room. I go to open up this diaper, and it's the exact same smell the entire time. It was my 2-year-old daughter just ripping it. I felt so bad, man.
Message deleted.
Oh, no.
She did you dirty.
Yeah. You know, there is something to be said, and you know, as a father of a 2-year-old, I can say this. Yeah, you'd think that a 2-year-old's rotten ass wouldn't smell as bad as an adult's.
Oh, it's bad.
Jesus, like, how are you that small? Like when you weigh 5 times what you do now, that's going to be atrocious.
It packs a punch. Woo. Just now.
Yeah, but it is really cute though. She goes, I tooted. I'm like, I know, I can smell it.
The kids get the pass for farting. On an airplane.
Yeah, because I mean, they don't
you're a grown
know
ass
better,
man.
Right?
No,
no fart on an airplane.
You hold that.
No, like my fiance was on a flight when we were living in Houston. We were flying all the time, and she was on a flight one time that it was so bad that people were yelling. They were literally yelling.
Oh my
like
God.
They were just yelling, "Stop! Whoever's doing that, stop!" And it kept going. Like to be able to wield that kind of power is kind of magical, though. If your ass can just shut down an entire plane
that's
full of people,
awful. God, stop
don't
it!
You just
it's
go
an
to
enclosed
the bathroom?
Space. It's shared air.
Like if you can't, like
it's recycled air.
If you need to let it go, just go to the bathroom, right?
Yes.
Like, why are you just?
Go use the restroom, man.
Well, sometimes it's not always that. Sometimes you're just gassy and there's nothing else that can be done.
Ask somebody for some gas X, something. Yeah. Jesus. on an airplane, man. We're all stuck here together.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Sylvia. Any dates? I mean, what's going on? Let us know.
Message deleted.
Nothing. Plus, it's the holidays. I don't want to bring someone, like, new around.
Yeah, bring them around. The holidays, good time to go out to the bars with your friends. There's a bunch of people that, you know, that have moved away, that are back in town. You go hang out at the bar. You get a little loosey-goosey, you know.
Do I like, hook up with, like, an old classmate or something? Is that what you're saying?
No.
I
mean, not at all.
I wouldn't do that.
Not an old classmate. No. Because they know people you know.
Yeah, and it's always for nostalgia, and it's never very good.
No.
They're not that good looking. You're just doing
it. Have you done that before?
You had a thing for that person back
like they
in the
were
day.
They were cute when they were like 14
no,
or whatever.
No, I never got invited to any of my high school reunions. I don't know why.
When your 20 years already passed, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, the 20 years, the big one.
Did they not have your information? Is that what it was?
If you Google Dave Farah, he's the first. Aren't you the first thing that pops up in Google?
Yeah, are you? Fairly unique name. Yeah.
It changed to Dave Farrell. No, you are
the
first.
Who the hell is Dave Farrell, that son of a bitch? It's pretty easy to find me, so I don't think that was really the problem.
Were you a jerk?
No, I don't.
You had a small high school, though.
Pretty small. That's the thing. It's like there's only 69 people in my graduating class.
Maybe they all just got together and they're like, well, he left town.
He's a big time now.
Do you think they all got together?
Big shot.
Like all 68 other people, and they're like, yeah, screw Farrah.
You know what did me dirty, though? Mm. I was on Facebook the other day, and I was like, an old friend from high school had requested me, and I hadn't talked to him in a long time. Mm. And I saw like other friends who are tertiary friends that you don't see pictures of. Yeah. Kind of like how a high school reunion is supposed to be before Facebook came around. And I'm looking at them, and I'm like, God, these people look old as, like, when are these people are old as hell? And then I realize they're a grade younger than me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, wait.
You don't realize how old you look,
too? Does that mean I look that way to people who haven't seen me in 20 years?
Yeah, man.
Ah, man. I feel like since I've...
When's your 20 year coming up? Is it next year? Is it 29?
2020.
2020.
Okay.
2020 for me.
But that's supposed to be a fat year.
Fat year, so.
Oh, no.
I might only do like a half fat year, because that's kind of the trend that started all of it.
See what he's doing? He's already kicking the can down the road.
No.
Getting skinny in 2019.
We're going on vacation very soon.
Yeah.
And during the vacation, I'm going to get back on it. I'm going to get into 2019 with a,
running start.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You're going to be running downhill.
Something.
Nice.
Something. I mean, I might be doing the Peloton.
Are you going to bring it out again?
Oh, really? That thing still works?
I don't know. I haven't been on it in months.
Mahoney bought a Peloton with the expensive
ass
membership.
Dude, the marketing is so good.
It got you, man.
It's so easy. I'll just go into the other room. I have no excuse not to do it then.
It's like a cycling studio in your house.
Because they have classes,
then
right?
Then you realize it's not really the geography of where the studio is. It's the motivation to actually get on the bike.
But then I was like, I'm going to spend so much money on this. That
I'll feel guilty for not doing it. And then it turns out.
And I felt guilty for like a week, and now I'm like,
and you ate your feelings.
I'm like, yeah, you know what's better than working out?
Eating
pizza.
Yeah. Please leave a message after the tone.
First of all, I'm expecting a congratulations from you guys. After years of searching, I have finally been reunited with my lost Janko jeans. Turns out they are my mom's house, guys.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You get good money for those on eBay.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So scandal action today is what leads us off in Pop Trash. Dax Shepard, which you probably know, is a relatively unfunny comedic actor. He's been around for a long time.
Started out on Punk'd, right?
Yeah, started out on Punk'd and has done a series of bad movies over the years. There's been a couple of things where I'm like, that wasn't as bad as I expected because I don't like Dax Shepard.
He's not a great actor, but I find that I like him more as Kristen Bell's husband.
Yes.
I like them together. I think she's phenomenal.
Yeah, even when they do like commercials for refrigerators or whatever selling, like, you're like, I like them because Kristen Bell is awesome, and I cannot believe that Dax Shepard ended up with Kristen Bell, which is what brings us to this story.
He's tall.
That is
the kind of X factor I would say there.
He is being accused of cheating on Kristen Bell. He is obviously now married. I believe they have a couple of kids together. This is before they got married and before they had kids. And
two kids.
Yeah. So they were together for a couple of years, and they got together, I believe, in 2007. These photos are from 2009. Now, Dax Shepard is now sober, and he used to drink a lot and everything else.
Yeah.
Which may have led to an indiscretion like this, but this particular model is saying that she hooked up with Dax Shepard, and there are some fairly graphic pictures of them in a photo booth.
And they're like making out.
His tongue in her face. Yeah. So there's no two ways about it. Like, yeah, they were getting after it.
According to Wikipedia, which take that for what you will, it says he got sober in 2004.
Oh.
So I'm looking at, you showed me these pictures earlier, and it's the Daily Mail that's putting it out. And I was looking at them, and it's definitely, the pictures look really old to me. And I look at the woman who's Julie Andrews' step-granddaughter.
That's right.
Yeah. And it looks older than that. I feel like this is, you can't really put a date on these particular pictures. And I feel like it's just out there to kind of smear him. He's denying it wholeheartedly. I don't think that Dax Shepard would be dumb enough to cheat on Kristen Bell.
No. He totally outkicked his coverage on that one. That would be astounding if he did that.
But apparently she's done this to other actors like Osborne or other
she's
celebrities.
She's done this whole thing where...
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Where she's like the mistress or something.
With Jack Osborne? Did you say Jack Osborne?
Jack Osborne.
How do you go from Jack Osborne to Dax Shepard?
It's just like circling the toilet of former MTV stars.
Matthew Perry, Jack Osborne, Kid Rock.
Ew. Oh.
That's what Dax Shepard said on his Instagram.
You know
so
again, I don't like Dax Shepard. I'm probably going to side with Dax Shepard.
I don't believe it. You know, like I said, there's
but those pictures,
very stuff. Very rarely in Hollywood, if somebody's cheating or if somebody breaks up, like a
doesn't
couple breaks
surprise
up, like
you
Susan
all, right?
Sarandon
yeah.
and Tim, whatever his name was. You know what I'm talking about? They were married together for like
forever.
Billionaires, yeah. Tim something.
Tim, son of a bitch, the guy from all those movies with Martin Short.
Tim.
Tim.
Why are you doing this to me, Google? Tim Robbins.
Tim Robbins.
There we go. they were together forever.
Yeah.
Right? See, and then she left him, and he faded off he faded off into obscurity. When they broke up, I was pretty shocked. Yeah. I would say Dax Shepard and Tom Hanks and his wife, Rita Wilson, those are the only ones that I would really be like truly, utterly
because
shocked.
Because Dax Shepard seems like head over heels for Kristen Bell.
Yeah.
It
and for whatever reason, she's also really into
him. Tall. She's 5'1", he's 6'3". It's an optical illusion. She doesn't see him from the same eye level that we do. So
he's from the angle.
His angle from the low, like really low looking
he's just
up.
A golden guy.
He looks
yeah.
like Clooney.
Would you say those pictures are more like early 2000s, like 2003?
Yeah. To me, that's what it looked like. He looked like he looked
like
on
punked.
Yeah.
And not like current day Dax Shepard. And she looks.
Or at least 2009 Dax Shepard.
She looks way different too. Yeah.
So Roy Moore is suing Sacha Baron Cohen. If you're not familiar, Roy Moore is that politician who is caught up in all of that nonsense.
Lost the race down in Georgia.
Yeah, in Alabama.
Same thing.
Yeah, whatever. He was on the Showtime show that Sacha Baron Cohen has where he would dress up in costume and he would act like he was buddies with these politicians and really just be mocking them.
He got so many big time politicians, which makes me go, working in radio and the entertainment industry loosely, is how did his people not stop this?
Well, then that's what Roy Moore said. He said that they gave him a false bill of goods, and they told him that he was going to get an award from this guy.
He was an Israeli, whatever.
Israeli, like, self-defense instructor.
Yeah,
whatever.
Which, I mean, you look at him, you're like, that's a mask. How are you not saying?
That's obviously makeup. Like, heavily caked on. And like,
and that accent is pretty bad.
It's pretty bad.
And you're tall, and you kind of look like Sacha Baron Cohen.
Well, so, in this particular episode, you've probably seen it floating around on YouTube. It's like the little pedophile alarm thing.
Yeah.
And, it's pretty bad look for Roy Moore because, again, his people didn't catch this, and But he is now suing Sacha Baron Cohen for $95 million.
Do you think he wins?
No.
I think Sacha Baron Cohen's people had them sign enough stuff.
Yes.
To abscond them of whatever sort of legal.
If this was happening in Alabama, I'd go, but there's a most right now to transfer the lawsuit from Washington, D.C. to New York. But I think that given those jurisdictions, it's not like it's going to be one of Roy Moore's buddies.
He was on the Supreme Court of Alabama, so that would create a little bit of conflict of interest.
Former
there.
Chief Justice of Alabama.
But like Dick Cheney, Bernie Sanders, it was unbelievable, that show. I watched like the first four episodes and then kind of fell off because it's a little bit of the same thing.
Yeah.
But just could not believe, like, I would even think, like, we would have, if somebody wants us to do something, Ian would, you know, scout it out.
Like that Ian is just your catch-all.
No, he's our guy.
What are you doing?
What?
I'm not your guinea pig, okay?
No.
I'll do my job.
You checking out, seeing if it's like legit or not.
Yeah, I'm the jester of this show.
Yes, that's not a jester.
I will taste the food to make sure it's not poisoned.
You're not the canary in the coal mine. You're our guy. You're our fixer.
Trying to butter me up. This doesn't make me feel good. I'll do it for you.
You are a sweet buttered up canary.
Oh,
okay.
We'll put you in a coal mine and fill that thing with soot.
I don't even know how to take that. Like,
what do you say?
Yeah,
to that?
You're gonna die.
You know why they put a canary in a coal mine?
No, because when it dies, that means you gotta get the hell out of coal mine.
He just didn't know what to say. That's what he just said.
You just threatened to murder Ian because he wouldn't drink the poison chalice.
Whatever, man.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
He was our guy.
That escalated really quickly.
Until today.
Oh.
Before the holidays.
Persona non grata.
Dave and Mahoney.
I would never let a garbanzo bean on my face.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present 2018 was
awesome.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, 2018, as far as audio goes, maybe one of the best years ever. Mahoney, you and I have been doing this for a very long time now, but I will say that this year has been exceptionally good with what we've been able to dig from the depths of the internet and from the stuff that Ian's been able to capture out in the streets. Just a wonderful mix of just damn fine audio.
The world is in a weird place right now, and I feel like that is being adequately represented by the weirdness that we are seeing online and just people, you know, behaving abnormally. More so than in years past.
I would not disagree with that. We'll start with number 10, of course. We have the top 10 clips that we think are the best. And this one is, it's a killer whale. And it's a very exciting moment for this trainer that had discovered that this killer whale had a way of communicating with the trainer. Mm-hmm. And so they would have these little conversations back and forth, and they recorded the killer whale talking. Now, keep in mind, I did not doctor this audio at all. This is all actually the killer whale and this trainer going back and forth. But again, amazing that an orca is able to almost speak as a human.
Hello. Hello. One, two. One, two.
One, two, three.
I swear to God.
What the hell did that orca eat?
I did not mess with that audio. I really didn't.
Did that orca go get some some late night tacos? Some carne asada fries didn't sit right.
And I like that the trainer is just like, oh, it's okay. It happens to everyone. Let's try it again.
One, two, three.
Like the whale was really trying.
Yeah, really trying.
They are carnivorous orca whales, if you were wondering.
Yeah, no, they are.
All right, here we go. On to number 9. One of our favorite games that we developed this year is Cover Your Ears. And so what we do is we go find some of the worst cover songs that are out there on the internet, and then we play them for you, and you try to figure out what they are. And we've had some real gems this year, but a couple of them have made the top 10. Coming in at number 9. Was this beautiful rendition of Wonderwall by Oasis.
Oh, boy.
Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lies that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Because maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my wonder Whoa!
Feel that passion?
Yeah.
Build yeah. Right?
Yeah, that's beautiful. In case you're wondering whether or not he was actually playing guitar in that clip, he was not.
He was. Oh, yeah. Oh! I thought that was the best part of the clip.
Well, it was.
I thought he was really focused on the musical part of that.
Couldn't be distracted by the singing part.
So
yes.
I played some audio from a guy yesterday. Mm. We were just randomly talking about political guys. And that Richard Painter guy, the political commentator with the crazy voice. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look up Richard Painter and just click on that first one. And he is a political commentator. He worked for the original George W. Bush. He shows up on all like the nightly political talk show hosts. But I swear that is that guy singing.
Okay, let me just play the Wonderwall clip here while Ian gets that other clip ready. Here we go.
And after all, you're my Wonderwall.
So that's a cover of Wonderwall, and this is political commentator Richard Painter.
He was the former ethics chairman under the George W. Bush administration. He's got a very unique voice. Let's give that a listen, Ian.
Okay. Because as Dan just put it, I mean, there's a lot of things are closing in on the president right now.
Here we go.
Well, publicly, the Republicans, or many of them, still supporting the president, but this is a very bad situation for the president. The president's lawyer got 3 years in prison for crimes.
Tell me that's not the same guy.
All crimes.
Is he busking on the side of the street to make some extra money when he's not being a political commentator?
And finally, coming in at number 8 here, we have a gun safety instructor that is reminding people the importance of securing their firearms, and you know, so that way you don't have any accidents. Mm-hmm. And while he is doing this, in front of a whole classroom full of interested pupils who are there to learn from this guy about gun safety, he promptly shoots himself right in the Richard Painter.
Well, that's why you're practicing. Damn it. Call 911 right now.
Where are you shot? Talk to me.
I don't know.
Where are you shot? Exactly where I don't want to be shot.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Also kind of sounds like a women's tennis match these days.
A little bit.
Yeah. A lot of grunting going on.
All right, so we're through number 8. That means we still have 7 more great clips to go. Hang with us. Here is Muse and Pressure. X107.5, Dave Mahoney.
Dave and Mahoney.
Throwing his poo.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents 2018 was
awesome. The countdown continues of the top clips of 2018. We are at number 7, Mahoney, and this one is near and dear to my heart because as an announcer, much like yourself, sometimes there are moments as you're calling an event or hyping people up for an event that are genuinely exciting.
Yes.
And you feed off the energy of the crowd. Yeah. It's a magical moment where like
there.
Everyone's connected together and you just cannot wait. The anticipation is palpable.
There is an energy that is flowing and you can't really describe it. You can't really harness it. You just have to flow with it.
And if, you know, in the audience, sometimes you feel it as well. You're just going nuts and you don't even really know why. It's just one of those moments where the human spirit is at the peak.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not one of those moments.
Oh, what is this?
This is a high school basketball announcer that is introducing the players. And virtually nobody cares. I mean, a smattering of applause at best. But let's have a listen. Number 7.
Sophomore guard at 6'2", number 23, Howie
Miller! Oh, my God.
So much energy.
And at 6'5", forward, sophomore, number 25, Justin!
I mean, that is a lot of enthusiasm.
Damn it.
They could have just, like, damn you know, it. Given him, like, clapped a little bit.
A courtesy clap?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he
something.
Was really trying to get that crowd going. I mean, maybe that's, you know, maybe they're in last place.
Maybe.
You know, maybe he was auditioning.
Like they're all jaded.
For the big leagues, looking to move up to college ball someday.
Ooh, perhaps, yes.
You know, I mean, a lot of money there.
Yeah, introducing players.
Yeah.
Big bucks.
Do they pay those guys?
I don't think so. Oh. Number six in the top audio clips of 2018 is a clip from Dirty Laundry. Okay. Now, Dirty Laundry has easily become one of the highlights of 2018, where Ian is out in the streets and he's talking to all these people and, you know, just fascinating people that he's run into. Ian, if you had to cherry pick any single one or two that have really stood out for this year. I mean, Jim the Birdman has got to make the list,
well,
of course.
Jim the Birdman is a whole different category, in my opinion, because he's such a great guy. But the Dirty Laundry bits that really stand out to me, do you guys remember the L.A. gang member
that
I talked to? That was probably the scariest interview because, again, he just did not know how to gauge me as a person. So I'm lucky I got out of that one without any stab wounds. But also, you guys remember Willie? The guy that kissed his cousin?
Yeah, that actually is what brings us to number six.
This guy's voice was amazing, and he had such energy, and it's a shame because I have no idea where this guy went.
Yeah, well, as with many of the people in Dirty Laundry, they tend to scamper off into the distance and never to be seen again. This is Willie, though, who talked about falling head over heels for his cousin. And it was...
She's a 10, right?
A 10.
Here is number six.
We're saying something earlier about your cousin. What happened, man?
Oh, well, I just kissed her and then all she just went crazy and went in love, fell in love. We were all alone. We were just at home by ourselves, right? Our family went out to dinner and she just got a little kissy cousin.
Say if your cousin were to come up to you maybe at the next family gathering and said, hey, let's do this again, but let's take it a little bit farther. Would you?
I would have to surely think about it. I would truly think about that, sir. And she just got a little kissy cousin. She's hella fine. 10.
Oh, man, I love that guy so much.
I say that to my girlfriend sometimes now. I'm like, let's get a little kissy. Little kissy.
Yo, 10.
I don't know how she feels. Does she feel worried about role-playing his cousins?
We're not role-playing. I'm just saying. Okay. I like using the phrase
whatever
kissy.
You guys want to call it, Ian. Yeah. You know, it's 2018. We don't judge.
What are you talking about? First cousins. All right, here we go. On to number five. And this is creepy in a whole different way. This is Garth Brooks. And Garth Brooks had just discovered Facebook. His people had been telling him about it for a while, I guess, but he finally realized that Facebook was a direct way to connect with his fans.
A real way.
There's just something that's so not authentic about this.
This is like the innocence of a child at Christmas time when they are just experiencing everything for the first time. I mean, you get somebody like Garth Brooks, who's one of the biggest country stars in the world, if not the biggest, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Wealthy beyond all means, but he is disconnected from the real world. And that's why it really shows through here.
Let me explain how this video is shot. So he wanted it to be real and authentic. So it was just sitting on a hotel room bed.
Which is raw.
Filming himself. And it was kind of awkward, though, because he looked like he was fully clothed. And he was.
We don't know if there were pants on.
We don't know if there was pants on.
I assume there weren't.
I actually assume that there were, tight Wranglers. But he was sitting all the way up against the headboard, just staring directly into the camera, and he looks fully clothed.
And this video, unbelievably, only has tens of thousands of views.
This should have gone viral.
Anything that goes viral today, like stupidest things get 60 million views in a heartbeat. But for whatever reason, this never caught on. But we were turned on to this, and boy, were we turned on, Dave.
Indeed we were. Number five, here's Garth Brooks.
Well, I guess it's official. We're now on Facebook. I really wasn't sure about this at the start. But then a friend of mine said something that just made all kinds of sense. She said, think of it more as a conversation. I like that. But I'm already finding out on my own that it's wiping the walls out between you and me, and I really like that. It allows us into each other's worlds, or I guess in my case, the hotel room. When I think about things I want to post, I want to post cool stuff, slick stuff, neat stuff. But most of the stuff I'm going to post is going to be raw stuff like this. This is just who I am. So if this is truly a conversation, then I say let the conversation begin.
He's worth $310 million.
She's hella fine. 10.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
And he's not creepy. That's the thing. That's what's so weird
about
him.
Not normally in real life. He's not creepy.
Normally like a fairy guy.
This is like level 10 creepy.
That was super creepy. Yes. And it's even creepier when you watch it, when he's staring you in the eyes.
Because it's a hotel room.
Yeah.
Why do things get so much creepier in hotel rooms?
Because we all know how creepy we are in hotel rooms.
Yeah, it's true.
The David Mahoney Morning Show presents 2018 was
awesome. Yes. So we've had ourselves some great audio here in 2018, and we are down to our top four clips for the year, Mahoney.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've had some really phenomenal entries so far.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what these top four clips are, Dave.
Coming in at number four takes us to a Pizza Hut location.
A Pizza Hut, you say?
Where a man had broken into the Pizza Hut.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And he had called 911 on himself to report the crime. Now, what made this rather interesting is that it wasn't just any man that broke into this Pizza Hut. It was Jesus Christ.
Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?
I don't know if it's the same Jesus Christ. It's a Jesus Christ. I don't know if it's the Jesus
Christ. Mr. Christ?
Is the rapture starting at Pizza Hut? Will it be delivered to us in 30 minutes or less?
Number four is Jesus Christ at Pizza Hut calling the cops on himself.
911, what is your emergency?
Yes, this is Jesus Christ, and I just broke into the Pizza Hut. I broke the window in. I'm here. Jesus is here now. He's back to earth.
All right. And so you don't work there?
No, I just broke in, had a pizza. I'm Jesus.
And what was your name again?
My name is Jesus.
What's your last name, Jesus?
Christ.
Okay. And what do you look like?
I look like Jesus.
How'd you get over to the Pizza Hut?
I'm from heaven, sir.
Okay. And did you break a front window?
Yeah, I broke the door window, sir.
And did you eat a pizza?
Yeah. Had a Mountain Dew.
Oh.
That's it. They went there and they arrested him.
I saw this man's mugshot.
Mm-hmm.
He looks
about how you'd expect.
Yeah, I mean, not like any of the renderings that we've thought that Jesus may look like in any...
No. He sounds like the type of guy who would make that call. He doesn't actually look like Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And also, you don't get abs like that eating carbs.
You don't.
You have to, like, work for it.
You gotta walk through the desert.
Yep. In sandals.
In sandals.
And be a carpenter.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Do a lot of work to keep that physique up.
Number three in the best audio of 2018 takes us back to Cover Your Ears. One final stop here. This is a real gem. It has quickly become a regular part of the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. This is when somebody wanted to cover The Interrupters, She's Kerosene, which is a very popular song. One of the most popular of this past year.
I mean, The Interrupters really just, you know, came onto the stage. There's kind of been a lack of this, you know, the old Rancid and Pennywise style bands. But these guys and gal have really
broke through this year. So much so that people are covering their music and doing it in their own way, which is what Cover Your Ears is all about. This is a little heavier than the traditional version of She's Kerosene, but it's unique and special in its own way, and I just love it so very much. Here we go, number three.
It started all dark in the other morning. The sky was ready to get as a warning. She hit the heart for the bees are swarming. He put the victim to the crab starts farming. She's gonna hear some real making a scene.
Yeah! She's on the story, she got started. Yeah, he's the executioner and she is the queen.
He's the one who's next on the guillotine. Yeah, but Matt, she's kerosene. You know she's gonna burn down everything. She's an arsonist. Yeah, the past time, you're prepared for the last time.
Time. Well, not prepared for the last time.
Time. Whoa, not prepared for the last time.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Does anybody else's throat hurt?
Yeah, right?
Like, I feel something in there.
Yeah. Our top two clips coming up after this.
Dave and Mahoney. Your sex is on fire! The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents 2018 was
awesome! Oh, man.
Good stuff there, guys.
All right. Coming in at number two in the best audio of 2018 is a man named Mason Tuckett.
Mason Tuckett.
Mason Tuckett is from a southern state, as you would expect. And Mason Tuckett was doing an interview with the local news, and he was furious because his cousin, his family, broke into his trailer and stole his belongings. Now, I guess his cousin had had some issues with drugs, which, you know, isn't an uncommon story across the United States. You have a family member that you trust, you allow in, and then they take advantage because they get hooked on something.
Yeah.
But Mason was particularly upset because, not that he'd been violated by a family member who had abused his trust, but because of the things that his cousin had taken in this drug-fueled thievery of his lovely single-wide trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And Mason, again, talking with the local news, was just flabbergasted by what had happened. Here you go. Number two in the top audio of 2018 is Mason Tuckett.
Must have been a bad batch around here because Floyd County's went crazy in the last 4 days. When I finally got down here to the house to look, see what happened, the door was standing wide open. It looked like he was packing up for a yard sale when he come out. He was lying, throwing his hands and saying stuff like, I didn't do it, I didn't do it. You know how rogues do, and blaming on everybody else. He did pull a gun on me when I got back around the house because I guess he thought I was upset with him. Who steals a cheese grater? He's got the works, Lysol. He stole an empty bottle of spray. What got me the most was my soap. He stole my soap. Who steals soap?
What I really love is that he's so upset and he's taking these things, picking him up and then throwing him back down.
Because I guess he thought I was upset with him. Who steals a cheese grater? He's got the works, Lysol. He stole an empty bottle of spray. What got me the most was my soap. He stole my soap.
Who steals soap? Like rogues do.
I were to ever go on RuPaul's Drag Race, which there is a very good chance that...
It's strong possibility.
Strong possibility.
You'd be so pretty. Yeah.
My drag name would be Mason Tuckett.
Mason Tuckett.
Mason Tuckett. Macy Tuckett.
Oh, man. No. You may see me Tuckett. Oh, man. All right. So here we go on to the number one audio clip for 2018.
We have a drum roll?
I mean,
We don't really need a drum roll. I thought it would be like, you know, dramatic. You know, if we're going to be rolling out the biggest and best audio.
Yeah.
From 2018, Dave, a drum roll would be appropriate.
Number one is none other than Tyrese. Now, Tyrese has had a number of issues over the past couple of years, very public spats with his significant other. And this year it really boiled over because he took to social media to post how upset he was that his ex was keeping him from his daughter. Mm-hmm. And he's very upset. And I understand that, like, emotions are running high. Maybe don't take it to Instagram, though. And maybe don't post this.
And yes, some of y'all are like, oh, he got the ugly cry face. I do got the ugly cry face. I'm sorry. Oh, he's got the ugly cry face. You mother right. I look ugly when I cry because I'm crying for my baby.
Why is it so funny?
I've been there for you. Why nobody's there for me?
So he was going on and on about how he's got all these millionaire and billionaire friends, and they aren't there for him, even though he's been there for them. And then he's screaming at his ex, what more do you want? Because he pays her all this money and child support.
What more do you want from me?
But really what makes this number one, in my opinion, is at the end of this when he's saying,
mother right, I look ugly when I cry because I'm crying for my baby.
Is that we here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show have some exclusive audio. Tyrese actually has pulled himself out of his despair and misery, and he landed a huge gig with a national brand because of what he posted here.
I mean, and just in the right time, too, especially if you're having money problems, mm-hmm. A big corporation,
that's
a well-known brand, coming in and giving you this opportunity.
And I think it was all because of this line.
Baby.
Let's have a listen to Tyrese's new national campaign.
This is all I got. Don't take my baby, okay?
I want my baby. I want my baby back.
Ribs, they ain't taking my baby. I want my baby. I look ugly when I cry because I'm crying for my
baby back ribs.
Barbecue sauce.
Oh my God.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative. X1075.
Never gets old.
Oh, Tyrese. No. Your misery sustains me.
Oh, your tears are so sweet.
I mean, just because like you're so self-important that you're going to post that on social media, like, shut up. We all have problems.
Get out of here.
All of our lives suck. Oh, man. 2018, a great year, though. Thanks for hanging with us.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Mahoney, a skinny year is coming up for you, my friend.
It is. 2019 is going to be a skinny year, which means I have to stop eating like an A-clown.
How difficult is it for you? Like, just the not determination, but just discipline.
Your discipline is significant when you want it to be.
Yeah.
I'm all or nothing. There's no in-between for me. The moderation is not in my wheelhouse.
Do you have a plan?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go back to being a vegetarian. Working out more.
Your skin's going to be beautiful.
I have another potential solution for you.
To lose 50 pounds that I need to lose?
Yep.
Okay, I would love to hear this if it involves me not having to give up meat working out
this
all the time.
This is actually adding something to your diet. According to Australian researchers, they have found by doing some studies on rats, that if they eat a certain type of clay, they shed more pounds than those that were given a weight loss drug.
Clay, you say?
Like, so eating dirt may help you to lose a whole bunch of weight. Throughout history, in certain cultures, people have indulged a rather strange urge to eat dirt. The practice is common among pregnant women and, of course, children because they just don't know any better. But these clay artifacts, they attract fat droplets and literally soak them up. So not only does the clay materials trap the fats within their particle structure, it also prevented them from being absorbed by the body, ensuring that the fat simply passed through the digestive system. Previous research on this practice of eating dirt hasn't found any significant health risks to eating it in moderation, although too much could cause constipation.
See, here's the problem, Dave. You have to eat the dirt in moderation, too. Like I said, there is no moderation. I'm just going to get fat on clay. See what you're trying to do?
Oh.
Would I have a body like abs sculpted out of clay? Is that, if I ate a bunch of clay?
I get it.
That sounded better in my head.
Yeah.
So an Irish woman who said that she wanted to marry a 300-year-old pirate ghost.
Oh, even a pirate ghost can get married, and I'm just over here being fat.
No, actually, this Irish woman said that her 300-year-old pirate ghost got spooked and has left their marriage. She is a
went out for milk.
She is a Jack Sparrow impersonator. Just went to the gas station real quick. I'll be right back.
Go get some smokes,
Amanda. Ghosty.
And then he was up in smoke.
Amanda Sparrow Teague, who works as the impersonator, says she got married to the Haitian pirate from the 1700s who was executed for thieving. The ceremony took place on a boat in international waters and was carried out by a priest. And she said that her affection for this ghost grew over the years, and she felt the energy of the spirit in her bed. And she said that spirit in her watched some TV. And even drove her car, and she started developing strong, loving feelings towards this ghost. And they'd gotten married, and then he just up and left, got spooked off by something.
Was it himself? Because he's a ghost?
So I was reflecting. Ooh.
I know.
No, you see, the real joke is now he's an exorcist.
God, we're bad.
I don't know what's going on here.
Now you don't like that? I thought that was pretty good.
No, I actually like that one.
Dave,
Dave,
you want? Do you got any attempts?
No,
while we're at it.
No,
I thought that was solid.
No, I like that one.
Hey, wait. How about he ghosted her?
No. Okay.
The exorcist.
Exorcist. I like
Mahoney.
That
I get it. It's funny
fine.
Concept.
So when you have an exorcist, you get rid of a ghost. Plus, now they are no longer together. So he's their ex.
Ursist.
Yes, that's funny. That's funny, damn it! Where are the laughs? I can't work in these conditions!
I'll pull a laugh track for 2019 just so we don't have to do
probably a good idea.
Yeah, we should do that.
Don't rim shot me.
What?
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 What did you say?
Oh my God.
Jason.
Okay, maybe a little.
Oh!
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What is the deal with all these news stations hiring hot weather people? Like, I mean, super hot. I remember growing up and it was always a bigger old guy. Now it's like 20-somethings right out of weather person school. I'm talking weather girls and guys here.
Message deleted.
Yeah, because it used to be a high level of high point of entry for the meteorologist to get on in a major market doing weather. It took years of paying your dues, and then finally you got there. But by the time that you got there, it's you'd been at it for 20 years. And so even if you started out as a young, good-looking guy or gal, by the time you got there 20 years later, not so much. Now, let's be honest, weather people are just not nearly as needed as they used to be because everyone just has the app on their phone and you can just look at that. And so what do you do to make weather more interesting? Well, you put an attractive person there and then they do weather.
It's usually like on the spat, like Univision.
Where
like they have like that.
Knows what's up.
Univision just straight up goes, because it doesn't even matter if she gets the weather right.
No.
Because half the time the weather people aren't getting it right anyway.
Because they have like really tight dresses. I've never seen a male though, but they have like the really tight dresses and like big butt.
When we were working down in Houston, we had a friend, her name was Cindy. And she worked on the Hispanic station there, Mega, and great station. She was the nicest person in the building, but she also worked for Univision as the weather girl.
Oh, she was the weather girl?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think she still does it here and there, like a fill-in weather girl.
And she is just nothing but boobs and butt.
Yeah.
That's all you see.
I've seen pictures, yeah.
She's a very attractive woman.
She's super pretty.
The dresses that she would wear to work every day, and I was rolling in sweatpants, and she looked like she was going to a gala at the Met.
Yeah, which is unfortunate, because then you're in your sweatpants, you're like, uh-oh.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning, guys, and Sylvia, ¿cómo están? So I want to weigh in this whole dirt eating thing. I just want y'all to know that I ate dirt when I was younger. It was crunchy and delicious. I don't know why. But I also bought this clay thing. I haven't tried it, but I bought it at some, like, health festival. I'm going to do it, okay? I'm going to let you know what happens, okay? I'm going to do the clay thing, and then if I lose weight, you have to do it too, okay? Okay.
Message deleted.
Okay, first off, I don't know if what you bought at the health thing is clay that's meant to be eaten. It's probably just like a face thing. Because the stuff that we were talking about in Australia where they're doing the research right now, like they've just kind of realized that they have this potential breakthrough, but they're trying it on rats right now. And then the human testing will. So if you bought a clay thing at a health festival,
maybe read the label.
Just make sure that it is meant to be consumed because I'm almost positive it's not meant to be consumed. We're not encouraging you to go out and eat a bunch of clay
or dirt or dirt. But if you'd like to buy these essential oils from me.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
And why is it that every time somebody is trying to sell you some bootleg-ass essential oils, you haven't talked to them in 20 years, you go on their Facebook page, and it's always essential oils and horrible political views. Every time.
Why do they always go hand in hand?
Every single time. It is like,
do you think the essential oils turns them into an a-hole?
Is that the side effect?
Yeah.
Listen for reviews of your new favorite brews.
Cheers!
Beer for breakfast. Every Friday morning at 9:30 with Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Well, I tell you what, Mahoney, this beer that you've poured is a rather handsome pour.
Well, Dave, it is a Friday, and we've had a very, very long week, I would say.
No, we haven't.
We've worked so hard, and we deserve this beer.
Us, like everyone else, is phoning it in for the holidays. How mad does it make you, like, when you have a whole bunch of work still left to do for the year, and you get these notifications, like the automatic emails, like, hey, we're just closed until January 2nd. You're like, hey, you sons of guns.
There was a guy I emailed right after Thanksgiving, before December even started.
Done for the year?
Done for the year.
Ah, man.
I'm like, how do you have that
vacation plan? That's amazing.
It's ridiculous. But, you know, I feel like since it is we're rounding down the end of the year and we have had a pretty good year, I would say. 2018 for our show has been a pretty good year, I would
say. All things considered, you know, all of the outside influence, the bossy Rossi trying to dictate how things are going to be around here and forcing us to say and do things that we don't want to do that we can't even talk about on the radio.
No. Family show.
Outside of that, it's been a good year.
Well, we expanded into new markets. The Dave Mahoney Morning Show is now in Albany, and we're very happy to have them a part of our show.
Absolutely.
And, you know, here in Las Vegas, things are good as well. And who knows what 2019 may bring. And that's why I say we should be festive, and we should drink, and we should just, you know, start drinking now, because we're done.
Yeah.
After this.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. We are also phoning it in. Literally. Except we're not even going to be on the phone. It's just going to be pre-recorded crap.
No, it's stuff that it's the best stuff.
It's the best stuff
from
2018. Yeah. Moving here on forward,
it'll be just fine. No. So if you still got some work to do, we'll be here with you in spirit every single.
That's
morning.
Right, and we'll be on social media as well. So all that fun stuff. But the beer that we have today, Dave,
oops, started drinking,
is the Craft House Black Star Black IPA. The Craft House Black Star IPA.
Every single week, Mahoney starts thinking about drinking his beer, and his brain just goes,
I literally haven't even had a drink today yet. Oh, the Craft House Black Star IPA has 7% alcohol by volume.
His brain just goes,
no.
From a very well-designed and beautiful 12-ounce can. Serve it anywhere between 45 and 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Serve it in a pint glass, a mug, or a snifter. The five categories in which we rate every single beer for breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. So let's start with the very first category today in beer for breakfast, which is the look. I'll let you take this one, Dave.
Sure doesn't look like an IPA. It looks not like a... A stout, a porter maybe, a very dark porter. I mean, you cannot see through this at all.
Even with the light, it's not still thick, pretty
though.
Dark.
It's more like medium-bodied, but like if you saw it when I poured. But yes, you are right. It is a very, very black body. The Craft House Black Star Black IPA poured a frothy 2 inches of cream-colored head. The body, black as night, as you pointed out. Very little light shine through, even when held to a direct light source. There was an ample amount of sticky lacing down the side of my glass as I consumed this fine beverage. But the color of this, and they actually do this on purpose, is just to kind of throw you off. You look at this and you're like, oh boy, this thing is going to be hell on earth, right? It's dark, it's heavy,
it's an IPA and everything else.
But it's none of those things. And we'll get to that when we get to the taste. Let's go to the smell next. And we will go to you for the smell.
Not really much of a nose on this one. I am getting a little bit... Wait, give me one more second.
Yeah.
Don't snort it. It hurts. I'm getting almost like a kind of piney.
Yeah.
Something in there.
Sure. It smells like a new car to me.
New car?
Oh.
I don't know if that's a
car. Like having a stroke?
Like what kind of new car? Like a brand new Daewoo? Or a brand new Jaguar?
A brand new Daewoo Lanos.
They need to bring those back. We would buy two right now and give one away on this show.
Good thing haven't brought them back, because we can't afford that.
Even if they only cost $8,600.
Still doesn't matter.
Still would not be able to afford that brand new. For me, there's like a sweetness in this nose that's pretty interesting, followed by hints of chocolate, which meld, with those piney hops that you're getting. But it's not overwhelming. It's a very balanced nose. I think you expect this to smell maltier.
Than
it actually is. You look at it and you're like, you maybe get some of that really big malts, and you don't really get that in there. But let's move on.
I'm getting a
diamond covered in butt.
Yes.
No, I don't think that's. I don't think
that's not accurate.
No, I don't think that's.
Let me smell again. Yeah.
Diamond covered in butt.
It smells fancy.
It's fancy ass.
It's fancy ass.
It's a fancy
ass. You would
beer.
Say a diamond covered in butt is fancy,
it's
huh?
Fancy.
You are an easy woman to please. Guys who are going to propose to Sylvia, take note.
How many guys?
You get down on one knee and then you actually just keep going and you bend over even further.
That represents itself.
All right. Let's move on.
What?
Cheers.
All right. Let's
cheers.
All drink. Cheers.
Not about cheersing you.
Why
cheers.
Not?
Cheers, Dave.
Come on.
Cheers, Ian.
Cheers. Come on. Don't ruin the year. Don't ruin the
year.
Cheers
me, Sylvia.
Cheers.
There we go. There we go. So I'll take a big drink of the Craft House Black Star Black IPA. Sylvia, you do not like this beer.
I don't.
Which is interesting, What about it don't you like?
It's very
covered in butt.
It's very bitter.
There is a strong.
It has like that bite to it. Yeah, that I don't this really is, this, like.
Maybe that's what I'm mistaking as a new car smell, like the one of those air fresheners.
You know, the trees, black ice,
the tree,
really.
the trees you get when you go to the
crappy car wash.
Yeah. Like, I don't want this in my car.
Wait, I have one in this in over here.
Do you?
See if it actually smells like.
No, that thing's been in there for like a year.
No, Dave, this smells nothing like the beer.
That's the black tree, though. That's different than the green tree.
Oh, whatever. It's still black ice. Come on.
It's black ice. It's different than the pine.
You chose black ice when you went to the car wash?
That was my nickname in high school.
It was not.
You overpowering douche. Are you kidding me?
Okay, Sylvia doesn't like it. Ian traditionally doesn't like dark beers, but likes IPAs.
I do.
So I'm curious to see what your thoughts are on the taste.
You know, this isn't one I would necessarily see myself ordering if I were to go out, but mm-hmm. if it was presented to me, say, in like a beer for breakfast, yeah. I'm going to definitely smash it.
Yeah.
I really like it. I do like that bitterness. It's not too heavy for me.
It's a sharp bitterness.
It is.
Though, yeah.
It is very, very sharp. It does leave me wanting more of it, which is good, which is a clear indication for me that I really
that you
like
want more.
This.
Okay, yes. That's interesting. Dave, you've recently become a huge IPA guy over the last couple of years. Curious on your take on this.
IPAs are my favorite beer at this point, and yeah, no, I do like it. So it's not like you guys said overpowering.
Yep.
It does have that hop bite to it.
Yep.
It's a little bit of. It lingers a little too long for me, the hop bite does, you know, because having that just hang out on your tongue until you take another drink means that you just kind of have to keep drinking it.
Yeah.
So that way, yeah, it's not there just constantly because even now, it's been 30 seconds since I had a drink and it's still there.
Still biting on the back of your tongue a little bit.
I don't hate that, though. I mean, because I do like IPAs, but it's a very present beer.
Absolutely. And it's 7% alcohol. The alcohol's really not overly present in the taste, but I mean, it will sneak up on you because, like I said, you just keep drinking and drinking and drinking, which, you know, I mean, maybe not the worst marketing move when you're trying to sell beer, right?
Just make smart. A beer that people have to just keep drinking.
Keep drinking. Mm-hmm. You know, nice spattering of floral hops in there from the start that just completely cover your tongue and that like hop goodness. A little bit of malt backing in there, but it's not over present. You would think with a beer this dark and this black that it would actually be very malty. It is not. You'd be surprised that I was talking to some brewer friends that how little malt, like dark malts, that it take to really stain the overall body of this beer. So that's why you don't get as much malt, even though it looks like there is a lot there. The mouthfeel, I think this is pretty crisp. It's medium bodied, solid overall. The Black Star from Craft House, in my opinion, is a very solid representation of black IPAs or cascading dark ales, as some people like to call them. It's very balanced. It's nicely priced, and the 7% ABV doesn't.
Do people call them cascading dark ales?
Some people do.
Relax. It's an IPA. Jesus
cascading
Christ.
Cascading dark ales.
Those are the type of people who want to just, you know, they want to put everything in its own little niche. Yeah. That's not really an IPA. Whatever. It's not hurting anybody. People are drinking it. It's a good beer, and you should check it out. It's something different, and you can freak your friends out who don't like dark beers, but like IPAs.
Can I just slow that down one time?
Sure.
Diamond.
Okay, let me try it here.
All right.
That's
Diamond covered in butt.
Ooh. That exhale at the end.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy, huh?
Diamond covered in butt.
This beer tastes nothing like that, but give it a try, check it out, and enjoy yourself a fine Craft House Black Star Black IPA, Dave. Can I get a drum roll,
yes,
please? Oh, Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy, I give the Craft House Black Star Black IPA a 3.6 out of 5.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Here is today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Well, every day he showed up with and he'd sit in the studio and eat his from about 6 to 7. And then he'd go, I'm going to go take a nap. Wake me up in an hour and we'll switch. Ian just didn't have the heart to go wake Mahoney up. And so instead of Mahoney taking a 1 hour nap, he would take a 2.5 hour nap. So earlier this week, I was out and Mahoney was not wanting to use his vacation time because he's already used most of his vacation time on his 75 Disney cruises he's been on this year.
Went on one this year, Dave.
For 2 weeks.
12 days. 12 days. 11 days.
Excuse
All right.
me.
Okay.
How dare you?
You had to revise that to 11 days because he only took 11 days of vacation. Is that what it is? All right, whatever. So anyway, so Mahoney had to come into work this week, and his definition of coming into work was to come into the studio, hang out with Ian for about an hour while he was enjoying this specifically, and then he would go take his nap. You're trying to figure out what that thing is. 702-791-1075. If you know the answer, we're giving away a pair of tickets to go see the 1975 with Pale Waves and No Roam over the Joint Side the Hard Rock on Tuesday, April 16th, presented by X107.5. Let's see if we can find ourselves a winner. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Sal.
Sal, what is the correct answer?
Was it Carl's Jr.?
Carl's Jr. is right.
I will say Carl's Jr.'s breakfast biscuits are phenomenal.
What?
The breakfast biscuits are phenomenal.
He's still drinking beer.
They're very buttery. So, you know. They crumble in the mouth and an overall delight.
Hey, Sal, congratulations on winning. I want to say thank you for listening this year, for hanging out and being a part of the show. It's certainly been a good year for all of us around here at X107.5. Happy holidays to you. Happy New Year as well.
And thank you for always making me laugh in the morning.
You got it, man. You got it.
Appreciate it. That's a nice way to end the show today. Real nice, Sal.
That's going to do it for us.
We'll be back.
I feel like there's something going to happen. Like, this is too positive.
What do you mean? No,
it's fine.
Okay,
it's fine.
I don't know.
Well, it's fine.
Everybody should be in a good mood.
I am in a good mood. I'm just saying, like, I'm questioning this a little bit.
Like, it seems too good to be true?
Yeah.
No, you got to work. They didn't tell you? Bossy Rossi?
God dang it, I knew it!
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.